Newsbreak podcast.
Word of mouth marketing was always the strongest form of advertising you could get. But the problem with it is brands didn't know how to activate it. They found it extremely difficult to activate word of mouth marketing because it's so authentic and it happened in a natural way. Then social media came about and people start forging these social tribes. And all of a sudden, word of mouth got the ability to be scaled on digital media. Because if I now talk about a product or give a testimonial about a product, it's not limited to the people I bump into in my normal life and where this becomes topical. I create the topic and I share it with my whole social tribe, either on Facebook, Instagram, or even the channel like WhatsApp.
So, Peter, research also shows us that consumers trust the recommendations from their friends. In a world, though, that is increasingly leaning towards digital, how does word-of-mouth marketing bring in more sales?
So the reality is we've moved somewhat off. Historically, our world was sort of dominated by search. We're looking for something. And today, the world is moving much more towards discovery. Well, I go onto my social media feed, I scroll through what's happening in the lives of people that I'm connected to, and all of a sudden, I come across a product recommendation by one of them. The levels of trust is already higher because I trust this person I know, and as a result of that, I can on that from that channel, I can possibly click through to the product because these tools are being embedded into these platforms these days, and go and check out the product and even end up placing an order and make payment for it. So I think that's the strength of it. We discover a lot of products, and because it comes from a source with trust, from there you can actually go and execute the transaction.
How does word-of-mouth marketing actually work in terms of quality leads compared to maybe some of the leads that come through on paid services and digital services?
Yeah, I mean, that's very good. We're doing quite a bit of work, and our benchmarks is always what a brand achieves. So if you think about it, on paid media currently, 100% of the voice is controlled by the brand. And we always recommend to businesses that a portion of your voice should be in the hands of the people that love your brand and that are existing customers of yours. And that is the word of mouth element. And that you can also distribute through paid media. But on the look and feel of your social media feed, it still feels like a user recommendation. And that tend to drive, and we've got many case studies, that tend to drive better quality leads and higher conversion rates than what a brand. And it is because of that trust aspect.
You have highlighted three key factors around why word-of-mouth marketing, online or offline, is an avenue well worth investing in. Can you highlight some of those?
Yeah, so I think it's the authenticity and the trust that comes from individuals, a human voice. Secondly, your ability to scale it. Because through social media, individuals are connected to more people than they ordinarily in their daily lives will come across. And thirdly, you can close the loop on e-commerce because I can tell you about a place I've gone to, which I had a fantastic experience with my family. And from there, there's a link that you can follow and you can book your table there for the next day or next weekend. So that's how you close the whole loop in terms of word of mouth.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.